right around tax season, this is kind of a reoccurring scam. Last year, they were sending out emails saying that the bad guys were, that essentially the taxpayer had an error and they needed additional personal information. This year, it's a refund. And so what we're seeing is people are getting that email or basically hitting a link. They're being asked certain questions, and then we are looking at either identity theft, as in many of these scams, or some individuals are making payments, not necessarily on the IRS scam, but on the sweepstake or the grandparent scams.
And let's talk about that, because they're not always looking for money. Maybe they're, like you just said, they're looking for personal information. What things should I be watching out for as a consumer?
What they're really looking for is they're fishing for your personal identification information, anything that identifies with you. Oftentimes, it's a Social Security number. It can be a bank account number, passwords. When we saw the Medicare scams, they were looking for Medicare numbers. So any information that directly ties you and your money basically is something that the scam artists are looking for to really put on an identity theft.
Now, if I receive one of those emails, what do you recommend that I do?
Recommend that you don't answer it. If anything, the police forward it to the Attorney General's office. We have a consumer division here at the Attorney General's office that has, if you count our attorneys, 7 individuals that just help South Dakota consumers. Last year alone, we received over 20,000 contacts where we're really prepared to help South Dakota consumers address and make sure that a particular event is legitimate. We've seen anything from sweepstake scams to IRS to Medicaid to grandparent scams. And, of course, the Sioux Falls area, we recently had the U.S. Airways scam where we shut down the group that set up in a motel in Sioux Falls that were scamming people on airplane vouchers.
12 minutes past 8, Attorney General Marty Jackley joins us. We're talking a little bit about scams. I also know that scammers are out there preying on opportunity, and some of the recent ice storms and home damage and so on here in Sioux Falls provides an opportunity for scammers.
They have. We call those just generally, because they are reoccurring, transient scams. And that is recently, because of the ice storm, have been the tree arborists. But it can be the pavers, the roofers, individuals that come in out of state. They oftentimes don't have the proper sales tax or other licenses. They come in, they do a high-pressure sales. Oftentimes they will pick on our seniors. So we just ask the public to be aware of that. On these type of individuals that are doing some type of a contracting services, we recommend that the consumer look at getting a couple of different bids, maybe ask around, check on somebody's reputation, because oftentimes when these people come in, they'll do a high-pressure sale. They either will provide poor quality of services, or they won't provide the services at all, or it'll be at a high price, and then they will put a force on at the end to get that payment.
And we've seen where a lot of people have been paying money right up front for work that may not ever even be done.
Right, and in most of these type of door-to-door sales, there is a 3-day window that an individual can come back on, and so it's important that people know their rights. And so we always recommend, if you have any questions, go ahead, contact the Attorney General's Consumer Division via either email, or we have a 1-800-300-1986 phone number to just give us a call.
What are the challenges for you in your office, especially as we talk about these email scams? Because, you know, I think we've all seen these emails. It's got to be impossible to try to track some of those folks down, doesn't it?
It's been very, it's been very challenging. I will tell you that much of the time our office spends are helping individuals that have already been scammed, trying to get their identity back. That in and of itself is a fairly lengthy process. But my jurisdiction really stops at the border. And so many of these scams aren't even in the United States. They come from, when I was U.S. attorney, we prosecuted some Nigerian scams. So they really come from out of state or out of country. Canada is a fairly frequent one on the grandparent scams. And so really we work with other attorneys general if scams are coming from out of state. A recent one was the Barron case that we brought in North Dakota and South Dakota, where we will work together. But there are challenges to track the bad guys. Oftentimes they will disguise the email or disguise the phone number so that we can't directly contact them. And that's why conversations like this are so important, to get out the prevention so that consumers know to not provide this very confidential financial information over the internet or over the phone without checking first.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes the best thing to do is, if you have a question, is, you know, you get an email, whether it's from the IRS or the bank, to actually give them a call.
Right, because most of the time, and I think you can say this for most things, the bank, the IRS, they're not going to contact you via email. And so that should alert you right away that that's probably a scam.